RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. And Clint, over the weekend, we looked at the Texans, reacted to the Texans and everything that happened there in the NFL. But college football was was rolling, and I guess rolling. And I look at it, I see everything we saw this weekend, and my question are the bowl games dead? Are the bowl games dead in college football right now? Maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe many people were into it. I didn't give a rip about what was happening in these bowl games, Clint. And I know you said you think maybe it's turning around, but most of these games, teams aren't playing in it. That the same teams that we saw all season, because anybody with any kind of draft status, step out. Most coaches, hell, on some of these teams aren't even playing in the game. But it just looks like the Gator Bowl used to be a big bowl. I didn't even know what happened. The people do the good job, as you said earlier, with the Texas Bowl. But, I mean, they had the NFL on Saturday at the same time of these games, Friday and everything. It just feels like, boy, these bowl games are taking a hit, man. And the only thing that's really remembered is the guy stuffing the Pop-Tart in his mouth and not as much as the game. It looks rough when we're not talking about those big seven bowl games.
Well, I think, Ron, I think at the end of the day, I believe that the days of when we were coming up, I think those days are over. I think the truth of the matter is the college football landscape has changed. And I think a big chunk of it, it'll actually get back and get better overall, just college football overall. I think they'll get some guardrails put on NIL. I think they'll get some guardrails put on this transfer portal. I think they'll get the college football playoff thing figured out. But bowl games will never be what they once were. Unfortunately, bowl games will never be what they once were. But I do believe the shock value, the sticker shock of a player, you know, getting hurt in a game or potentially getting hurt in a game, I think that's starting to wear off a little bit. I mean, the popular thing to do for these players, even if you're not a first-round pick, is to sit out. I think that is coming a little bit less of a trend in college football. I think it's more acceptable for I think college coaches are kind of finding their footing around NIL and transfer portal and this right here, this bowl game stuff of getting players to play. I think college coaches are more comfortable, you know, at least talking about, hey man, my players are all going to play because we're together, because we're accountable, because what we've developed all year long is this elite level of accountability and brotherhood and all that, and they don't want to not play in any game, even a bowl game that doesn't mean anything. They don't want to play in those games. So I think that the fact that coaches and people in general, right? I mean, when this all first started, like any coach that said, no, I want my players to play, they were pitted against mom and dad and the player's future and potentially getting hurt and an NFL contract. And nowadays, I just think it's a little bit more, I think, accepted's not the right word, embraced. I think a conversation about a coach that has his team and everybody wants to play, you can now have a conversation about it without feeling like you're disrespecting anybody that doesn't play, right? I think those days are over. So I think we're going to come back with bowl games, like I said, with NIL, like the transfer portal. I think we're going to all come back to a middle ground, and it's never going to be like it once was. But I think it'll all come together, and I believe that it'll all be acceptable. Now, it's never going to be acceptable for the get-off-my-lawn guy that wants college players to not be paid and wants coaches not to be able to leave and all of that kind of stuff. Like, it's never going to be good for that guy or back to satisfactory for that guy. But I think they're going to find a middle ground on all of this stuff, and I think bowl games survive. I think kids get the right to transfer, and I think players can make money just like the coaches and the athletic directors and everybody else involved in college football do as well. I think bowl games will follow that trend.
Yeah, I just wonder, just like it just seems clearly now with the playoff that's jumped in, the more you've added teams, and now all those other games matter. Because when it was four, you know, those other ones still matter. But like Texas and Michigan are going to play in the Citrus Bowl. Like, I wonder how many people are like, I got to get to that. Like, I gotta watch that.
Have you seen, and this is a serious question, because I haven't watched this. This is probably, I mean, good for the conversation, or not great for my point, but good for the conversation. I haven't watched a ton of it. Have we seen, like, I remember the last, say, call 4 years. Like, I remember it being the headline story of, hey, man, half the damn team ain't playing.
Yeah, yeah. No,
like, is is Texas and Michigan going to deal with that?
I don't know if they are. We'll see, but LSU had a lot of guys out. Any of the – well, hell, like Iowa – some of these teams just didn't even play.
Right.
Like Notre Dame just set to hell with it. Iowa State didn't play. Now, they were having – it was done because of the coach transition, but it just seems like more and more they don't.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Ron, and I know
– and it is –
well, this is why, Ron, I bring the NIL and transfer portal into it, right? I do believe as the NIL and the transfer portal kind of they get some guardrails on it and we get into the where it's going to end up living. And I don't know when or how, but I think it does get back there. When it does, Ron, I think we are going to be back closer to, not the way it used to, but we're going to be back closer to the coaches that can recruit and develop high school players, I think are going to have a real advantage. And that's why I go back to, you know, bowl games are fun and all. It's great. But what makes bowl games special is your 6-win teams or 5-win teams this year that qualify for a bowl game, you now get 13, 12, 13, however many practices it is. I don't know. It used to be 12. I don't know what it is now. But you get those practices, 2 weeks extra of practice, really, to get your young guys the development that they need, man. And that seems
to have gone by the wayside, too, though. There's some teams that choose not to do it and had a chance. 5-win teams. Hell, Kansas. Yeah. The team, they decided to not accept it.
Yeah.
I
can understand the coach change. I can understand the injuries. Anything beyond that, like if you still have your head coach or if you lost your head coach mid-year and now you've had an interim to now and you could play this thing out, I don't understand not doing it. I mean,
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The joy of the game, the experience for the kids, the development of the young guys, I don't know but a handful of organizations that don't need that. They don't need that desperately.
This to me, it's got to be feeling like more of a waste of money than it is. Like for these different different bowl games and how many people are watching these games. Like I think the Music City Bowl is tonight. I'm not going for that. It's up against Monday Night Football too.
Yep.
I'm not going for that. All right, coming up as we continue, remember, we're out early as the coaches show follows us. T-Mills Best Bets, we'll get that going as a Monday Night Football. I'm sure we'll show a lot there, and we'll continue to look at this Texans team. They got a big W on the road and clinched its spot in the playoffs. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.